What's worthwhile? It's a question we all need to answer for ourselves. I'm Ramsey Zimmerman. As for me, it's building mind, body, and spirit wellness. Let's ponder the big questions together as we seek peace of mind, vitality of body, and joy of spirit. Hey there, it's Ramsey here. I know you've heard me talk about peace of mind, vitality of body, and joy of spirit. But how do you know if you have those things? I put together a little list of questions that you can ask yourself. Of course, they are not the only questions, but they can certainly get you started. I'll post a link to these questions in the show notes. Let's go through them. First off, let's look at peace of mind. First question. How well do you understand your situation? How well do you understand your situation? Sometimes it seems like our lives are simple and straightforward, and sometimes they seem a lot more complicated. Have you thought about that? Also, our situation might look one way to us, but look different to the people around us. Sometimes it's valuable to look at our situation from other people's perspectives and to ask them for their input or their insights. How well do you understand your situation? Next question. How well do you accept your situation? How well do you accept your situation? In terms of accepting one's situation, there are a couple of ways to look at that. One is to accept the truth of a situation. Are things actually the way they seem, or maybe are they better or worse? Another aspect of accepting a situation is whether or not you are content with how things are versus feeling or knowing that you need something more or something different. And if things cannot be changed, then accepting a situation is coming to terms with it, as opposed to looking for places or people to blame so that you don't have to blame yourself for how things are. Good or bad, how well do you accept your situation? Third question, how honestly can you share with others? How honestly can you share with others? The people around you, the people that you care about, do you tell them what is really on your mind? Or are your conversations only surface level? Are you genuinely inspired to tell people the truth, even if it is hard? Or are you driven by pride or shame or fear or embarrassment or maybe some combination when talking to people? How honestly can you share with others? Now let's talk about vitality of body. First question, how energetic do you feel? How energetic do you feel? Are you one who bounces out of bed when your first alarm goes off? Or do you keep hitting snooze? Maybe you have the energy to play with your kids or go to the gym or out for a run or whatever it is you love to do, or maybe not. How energetic do you feel? Next question. How much of what you want to do can you accomplish? How much of what you want to do can you accomplish? Each day we try to do a bunch of stuff to make it through. Do you make it through your to-do list every day? Or do you keep falling further behind? Have you been systematically putting some things off that you really want or need to get to? How much of what you want to do can you accomplish? Last question regarding vitality of body. How well, as opposed to ill, do you feel? How well, as opposed to ill, do you feel? I wonder about your baseline. Do you normally feel pretty good? Or do you get sick a lot? Are sniffles, coughs, headaches, runny nose, indigestion more frequent than not? Which is the norm for you? Feeling pretty good or feeling kind of lousy? How well, as opposed to ill, do you feel? Now let's talk about joy of spirit. First question, How grateful do you feel for what you have? How grateful do you feel for what you have? Nobody has everything that they want, but we all have something going for us, right? Have you stopped and thought about it? Have you thanked the people around you who support you for the little things and the big? Have you thanked God for all of his blessings? Even when things are not what you want them to be? How grateful do you feel for what you have? Second question, how connected do you feel to others or to God? How connected do you feel to others or to God? I hope you have some friends and or family around you. Do you have regular conversations with them about things that really matter to them and to you? And do you feel God's love and presence in your life? How connected do you feel to others or to God? Okay, final question. How happy do you feel to be alive? How happy do you feel to be alive? I mean, we're here, we're alive, we're kicking, maybe. So do you spend your waking moments feeling like you are carrying a burden or like you are lifted up? Do you smile easily or are there too many things to be angry about? How happy do you feel to be alive? If you answer those questions and don't like the answers, I encourage you to take action. I'm working on building tools for people to improve their peace of mind, vitality of body, and joy of spirit. In the meantime, check out some of the past episodes of What's Worthwhile. Past guests have a lot of good advice. And please reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. You can leave a comment on this podcast or visit my website, www.whatsworthwhile.net, and leave me a message. I'll keep working on building some useful tools, and we'll figure it out together. And for today, that is enough. Thank you for asking What's Worthwhile. Visit whatsworthwhile.net to learn more about me, Ramsey Zimmerman, and please provide your name and email to become a supporter. I'm asking for prayer, advice, feedback, and connections. The What's Worthwhile podcast is on Spotify, Apple, iHeart, and Amazon. You can also listen at whatsworthwhile.net. Thanks